Our next speaker is Risa Sakamani, a French studies major from St. Charles, Illinois.
Okay, so thank you for being here and sticking around tonight. The title of my speech is, I Didn't Really Write My Graduation Speech. In reflecting about my experiences for this graduation speech, I struggled, obviously, to articulate my thoughts, as 4 years in one speech is a lot. So as a result, I did what I think any other college student would do, and I decided to quote other people. However, this time I did not consult Dostoevsky or some other scholarly source that I thought would get me a good grade. But rather, I decided to quote my fellow graduates. That being said, what follows is not what I have to say, but rather what other people, other students, had to share. Obviously not all of us, because this is an 8-minute speech. Plus, as a graduate of sociology and anthropology, the thought of only having one perspective in this speech was really getting to me. The first quote I received explained, Lewis and Clark was for me the opportunity to explore a beautiful voyage of discovery. That's not true. Actually, no one said that. Luckily, all of us are more rooted, I think, in reality, a symptom perhaps of the education we've received here. To most cohesively gather responses, I specifically asked peers to unabashedly fill in the blank. Lewis and Clark is dot, dot, dot. Bearing this in mind, what follows is myself as an intermediary between what some students had to say and all of you here today. Which means, by the way, that I will be excessively employing the nifty air quote. Admittedly, most of the replies were less than 120 words, a product of modern times, I suppose. Take, for instance, Lewis and Clark is a school on a hill. Lewis and Clark is cool. Lewis and Clark is for chillers. Elsie is my homegirl. And Lewis and Clark is awkward. But amongst the most straightforward responses, which, by the way, I seriously appreciate, there were also some certain themes that were elaborated. First theme, bubbles. The majority of people, and this is true, had the word bubbles in their response, which was a surprising turn for me in writing the speech. Yes, fellow students, we spent 4 years becoming individuals only to become the same person, a person with bubbles on the brain. One student simply responded, LC is a bubble. Okay, another, Lewis and Clark is a bubble that no one can burst. LC is a bubble that is grounded in our tuition dollars. Another student eventually elaborated, LC is a bubble where trees, squirrels, weird, crazy, brilliant, interesting, nice people try to live together, try to understand each other, and try to find a purpose for their lives together, end quote. And so, while this excessive use of the word bubble could lay the ground for some rich metaphoric content, I'm going to abstain, because the truth is, Lewis and Clark really is a bubble. It is a concentrated collective that learn together, drink too much caffeine together, procrastinate and pull all-nighters together, plan symposiums, and currently, if you're a senior, commiserate about theses together. But, and this is the case with most institutions, that bubble also has kind of a less sparkly side that was outlined by a student who admitted, Lewis and Clark is a very stressful environment and a pretty isolated little bubble. And it must be said, Lewis and Clark is isolated, and the reading load gets pretty heavy, especially as a SOAN major. So it is a school where, and this person got poetic, you are a sheep hanging out with the rest of the cattle while the thunder roars outside. It is a school apart, a fantasy world. And after 4 years of wavering reputations and awkward friend group and partner changes that we've all, like, noticed, let's be honest, I would be lying if I said I wish the bubble was permanent. After the semester I'm having, and I'm sure most of us are having as seniors, the roaring thunder outside actually does not seem that bad. But Lewis and Clark has granted us independence through education, and it must be said that I feel really fortunate to be a student here. This ultimately brings me to my next category of citations. Reflections on our education, dot, 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 and its cost. If it is often said you can't put a price on an education, and while I do believe that education is priceless, obviously, it certainly comes with a cost. As explained by a fellow student who decided to negate my fill in the blank and quote Kanye West, I ain't saying that Lewis and Clark is a gold digger, but they ain't messing with no broke person. Another responded, "Lewis and Clark is where I pay the big bucks to work," end quote. My own mother even responded to a Facebook post and said, "Lewis and Clark is expensive." Yet, in all cases, individuals went on to emphasize that there are really great professors and opportunities here. And so I think this is the twofold idea of Lewis and Clark, and it is best abridged by a student who explained, quote, "Lewis and Clark is a school that provides an intimate education experience that encourages learning and self-direction, but which holds our hands throughout, more than most public universities. Lewis and Clark is a name brand in many ways, but it's also a great place to earn a degree and further your education. It's a freedom that isn't so free, it's bittersweet," end quote. And I think recognizing the cost of our school is in fact very important. We are very privileged to have been students here at this summer camp where you learn stuff, where student-teacher relationships stray from the norm since our opinion in and outside of the classroom really counts here. Students will argue with you in the class because they care. Student or teachers will challenge you because we aren't always right, which my mother will be very excited to hear me admit, and where we are given opportunities to express our opinions on a larger scale through various mediums. Overall, and as was summed up by a good friend, Lewis and Clark is far from perfect in many ways, but it has its heart in the right place. And it is true, LC has its rough patches, but the intention, which is constructed by all of us here today, is heartfelt. This idea was further indicated by students who described, quote, "Lewis and Clark convinced me that the best jobs in the world are unpaid and guilt me into buying nothing less than the local, organic food. Lewis and Clark is totally for suckers, but socially conscious, healthy ones," end quote. Or, as summarized by another, quote, "LC is a weird place where it doesn't matter if you're weird. It's a tight pair of turquoise skinny pants that don't seem especially flattering when you're in them. Your thighs look huge, you feel fat, you want to get out of them, but then once you finally leave LC behind, or change into sweatpants, you realize how awesome those pants were and how well they fit you," end quote. A claim upheld by, and I had to use this quote because it was too good, even though I realize it's not a student, upheld by travel writer Paul Thoreau, who insists, "One always begins to forgive a place as soon as it is left behind." And on that note, I turn to the future. Having nothing profound to offer you as a fellow horrified graduate, I once again decided to lean on the words of other people, this time fellow alumni, to whom I simply asked, what should we know as we look forward wide-eyed? A May 2011 graduate suggests, quote, "If you find yourself in hell, run straight through. Laugh on your way out and surround yourself with people who will be your advocate and not a bystander. Be an advocate for someone else," end quote. Another suggested, "Read everything you sign your name to." Advice that has hopefully, by the way, found you before you panicked and signed up for those sketchy postgraduate programs. Some exclaimed, "Don't get stuck!" exclamation point. "Make your education count!" exclamation point. An interjection that at this point is kind of stressful because, if I may say, getting stuck anywhere that pays me right now sounds really good. And then, finally, I got some concrete advice from a May 2010 graduate. Quote, "Stay curious. Don't compare your situation with your friends to see if you're successful or not. Look inward to see if you're successful. Also, don't move to LA. It's a total bummer," end quote. And with that advice in mind, thank you to everyone who let me borrow their words and everyone who let me borrow their time.